Well, we saw a familiar face win his elimination, which is C-Can, who was our balanced image winner last year. And he snuck past a rival in the stretch to win his elimination. He's drawn post one here for the final. He's certainly somebody to be respected. Trainer Mark Etchell, of course, is a Hanover native as well, so that'll be interesting. And then Linus was a division winner last week as well. And he's from a small barn that, you know, they don't win a lot of large races. But, you know, this is a contender, I think, for sure. Looks very sharp last week in winning a 159-1. He's from the Brian Lee barn near Orangeville. So we'll be interested to see how he makes out. And then the other division winner was Drinks at Home, a horse out of the Luke Blay barn, the very powerful Determination stable. Bob McClure drove that to victory, him to victory last week in our fastest elimination time in 158-1. Bob, unfortunately, will not be here. He is driving in the Hamiltonian eliminations at the Meadowlands on Saturday night, as much as he would really like to be here. And he told me that in the winner's circle. But unfortunately, he has that commitment that he has to be down south. So that's going to be a very live drive for whoever gets to pick that up.
Steve, Bob McClure won with two horses last week, and so as a result, he's not going to be here. What kind of opportunity does this open up, and what kind of scramble does it open up for other drivers that could be in the field coming up on Saturday?
Well, we've certainly seen in the past, Fred, that you know, one of the catch drivers picks up a drive that ends up winning the Dream of Glory. Bruce Richardson had that happen a few years ago, where you know, the driver that qualified him in the elimination wasn't able to be here for whatever reason and picked up a very live drive. So I think there's, you know, as you say, C-Can is open. Bob had drove him to victory as well and Drinks at Home. So those two drives up in the air on who's going to drive them as we talk at this moment. But soon to be decided. Yes, they're glorious opportunities, to say the least, for whoever picks them up as a drive.
We're with Hanover Raceway General Manager Steve Fitzsimmons. What did the times tell you last week, or do they really count when they go off the post coming up on Saturday?
You know, hard to say. I mean, certainly Drinks at Home in 58-1 was incredibly sharp-looking effort there. But I think C-Can did just all he had to do. I think he was certainly capable of going much faster than 2 minutes and three. We know that, having, you know, he won last year's balanced image in 159, so we know he can go much more than that. He just wasn't needed to do that. He wanted to obviously have some in reserve for this week. And Linus, a 159-1 sharp effort, his second win this year. He had a 57-3 score at Woodbine Mohawk Park. So, you know, I think the times don't really tell you that much. I think, you know, there's going to be strategy and post positions come into play and, you know, just where you get spotted early and how the speed sets up is going to be interesting. I think number 8 Evil Guy is certainly a horse to watch as well. Trevor Henry will drive that for his wife Shannon and the ownership group. And, you know, he's going to follow out C-Can and Renegade Gypsy, Drinks at Home along the inside, 1, 2, 3. And if he gets spotted early, he was absolutely flying in his elimination, second, just beaten in his elim. So he's somebody I'm watching as well. And, of course, last weekend we had Trevor Henry Day, so could be Trevor Henry week if he pulls that one off.
Steve, you've probably already answered this in your last statement, but through the years, the Dream of Glory has had some outstanding races, and there's been some blowout races, and I think what you're telling me is that this year it's a pretty much wide-open field.
It really is, Fred. There's, you know, you can make a case for every single horse in the field that they have a shot. There's no standout, I would say. Drinks at Home probably will be the favorite, just based on that extraordinarily sharp elimination win, but he's not head and shoulders above the rest. There's no doubt about that. So I think any of them really could win, and I know that's just sort of a blanket statement. I think it's really true in this case.
Steve Fitzsimmons is our guest from Hanover Raceway. Finally, Steve, before we let you go, it's a different Saturday. It's a big Saturday. What do people need to know about this Saturday for the Dream of Glory final at Hanover Raceway?
Well, one of the big things is the post time change to 6:15 from our 1:30 post time. 6:15 p.m. So with the fireworks back returning this year after a 2-year absence immediately following the races, We also have the Ontario Standard Bred Adoption Society here. They have the painted pony that fans can come and get their picture with and pet the painted pony. And the painted pony will be leading the post parade for the Dream of Glory final as well. And, yeah, there's some special enhancements to our wagering menu. $3,000 guaranteed pick 5, $2,000 guaranteed pick 4. HBI bet will be on site with some contests as well. So it's going to be a great evening, that's for sure.
Steve, have a great week and all the best Saturday.
Thank you, Fred.